July 9, Safeguarding the Moral Powers. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. 1 Peter 2:11. There is an alarming commonness in conversation at the present day, which shows a low state of thoughts and morals. True dignity of character is very rare. True modesty and reserve are seldom seen. There are but few who are pure and undefiled. God looks upon these things with displeasure. Polluted thoughts harbored become habit, and the soul is scarred and defiled. Once do a wrong action, and a blot is made which nothing can heal but the blood of Christ. And if the habit is not turned from with firm determination, the soul is corrupted, and the streams flowing from this defiling fountain corrupt others. There are men and women who invite temptation. They place themselves in positions where they'll be tempted, where they cannot but be tempted. When they place themselves in society that is objectionable, the best way to keep safe from sin is to move with due consideration at all times and under all circumstances, never to move or act from impulse. Move with the fear of God ever before you, and you will be sure to act right. Then leave your reputation with God. Slander cannot then sully your character one particle. No one can degrade our character but ourselves by our own course of action. The mind must be kept meditating upon pure and holy subjects. An impure suggestion must be dismissed at once, and pure elevating thoughts, holy contemplation, be entertained, thus obtaining more and more knowledge of God by training the mind in the contemplation of heavenly things. God has simple means open to every individual case, sufficient to secure the great end, the salvation of the soul. Resolve to reach a high and holy standard. Make your mark high. Act with earnest purpose, as did Daniel. Steadily, perseveringly, and nothing that the enemy can do will hinder your improvement. Notwithstanding inconveniences, changes, perplexities, you may constantly advance in mental vigor and moral power.